بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver, it is a common feeling or complaint or a cry after the month of Ramadan. Many people feel spiritually low. They don't have the feeling that we experience in the month of Ramadan, a spiritual high. And this is for obvious reasons. The mahol, the environment in the month of Ramadan was different. The blessings, the reward, the barakat. Tilawat was in abundance, zikrullah. We had different discourses, bayans used to take place. Taraweeh salah itself, it had so much of ronak in it. Then i'tikaf, then especially the last 10 nights. As Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, the story is so famous and many times I mentioned in the talks. When he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was feeling very spiritually elevated. And can we imagine being in the company of Rasulullah SAW, listening to the kalam of Allah and the ahadith Mubarak directly from his Mubarak lips? What the feeling must have been in the hearts of the Sahaba. And that is why he used to say that as though we could see Jannat and Jahannam in front of us, our eyes. And the moment he went home, and his home was not like our home, their homes were so full of nuraniyat, proper tarbiyah, there was ibadah taking place, but he felt a change in his spiritual condition to such an extent that he regarded himself to be a hypocrite, because he could not feel that spiritual ecstasy he felt in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he began to say, nafaqa Hanzala, that Hanzala has become munafiq. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq hears him and says, what are you saying? How can you be a munafiq? You're a believer. And then when he explained his condition, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu himself also felt the same. And they go to Rasulullah and they put forward this complaint. And Nabiya Kareem tells them, sa'atan fa sa'atan. That there is a time for you to be in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is a time for you to be with your wives, your children, because he explained to Rasulullah that when we are with you, we feel so different, and we go home, عَافِسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجَ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالضَّيْعَاتِ. We are busy with our properties, our possessions, and our wives and children. And then we don't feel the same feeling as we do experience in your company. Rasulullah explained that, no. It's not possible for you to have the same feeling all the time. If that were the case, then the angel would actually come down and make musafaha with you. Nonetheless, for us, after the month of Ramadan, because shayateen are chained, unleashed, they're no longer chained, they're no longer fettered, they're unfettered now, they're unleashed, then we have nafs. So both nafs and shaitan gang up against us. Then we have gone back into different environments, whether it is the working place, the schools, the colleges. We are now out of the masjid environment. We are not spending that amount of time that we were spending in the month of Ramadan. So we will feel this type of difference. However, it is vital, it is important that we should not just continue in this way and feel now that the month of Ramadan had its own nuraniyat, barakat, and obviously we cannot feel the same. No. What is important now is just like we have a brand new motor vehicle that came from the factory with all its fittings, and absolutely beautiful. And it's in the showroom, and everybody is admiring it. And then you purchase this car, and you take it home, and your friends and everybody, the family sees it, everybody admires it, praises you. And you feel it's brand new, so you're so excited about it. And days go by, weeks go by, and you fail to wash the car. It's collecting dust. The windscreen is becoming dirty. You travel with the car. You're not feeling any pressure. You're not checking the pressure. You're not checking the oil, the petrol. It came full gauge, but now you travel quite far. You're not maintaining the car. You feel, no, it was brand new and everybody praised it. And you paid a high price for it. If you're going to leave the car as it is, it's going to collect more dirt, more dust. You're not going to wash the car. You're not going to take it to the garage or the filling station and fill the petrol and check your oil, etc. Then what's going to happen after some time? This car is not going to be the same car as you purchased. Similarly, you take a beautiful home that you purchase. And everybody came and you had a big party and you showed everybody your house and things like that. But you fail to clean the house daily. You don't clean the windowsills, you don't vacuum the carpet, you don't see to the garden. After a couple of weeks, what's going to happen? Similarly, your body, your clothing. You need to wash your body, you need to wash your clothing. If you're not going to wash your body, you're not going to change your clothing, then you'll have a stench, a smell that will emanate from your body. In the exact same manner, we have this heart. And ulama have explained that this heart also becomes sick, like how a body becomes sick. If a person underwent some operation, Allah save us, Allah give shifa to all those sick, you go for a heart operation, you go for a bypass. After your bypass, you have to be so careful that you don't eat the wrong foods, you don't do any heavy movements or exercises, you don't carry anything weighty. Even when the person has to cough, there's a manner in which he's going to cough. And he's extra careful, extra cautious, because he's went through a very crucial period in his life. And doctor has warned him that if you do anything, the stitches will open and you can get sick. We have accumulated, with our little feeble efforts, some nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we did was ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned the last one or two nights of Ramadan, like the trough of water that was containing water, preserving that water, and we require that water. But if you're going to have those taps at the bottom, the outlets, and we're just going to leave that open, all the water, it will just disappear. This nur that we have accumulated in our heart needs to be preserved. This reminds me of an example that I normally give of a woman who was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she was not too well. Mentally, she was ill. And she would spin yarn. And as the yarn was spun, ready to be used, she would actually go and snip the yarn and cut it into pieces. And then she would recommence the entire procedure. The Quran talks about, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. After it was strengthened, it was firm, then she went and cut all this yarn, and then she re-began the whole process. So after we have accumulated ta'at and ibadat and nur, and we have gained some closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us not become like how this example is mentioned in the Quran, although it is mentioned for taking an oath and breaking an oath. Let us not become like that woman who began to cut off all the yarn and destroy all our ibadah. There will be those temptations, and the temptations will come very strong. So what is the solution? Don't give in to those temptations. The person has to be very, very firm. Now you must revise the lessons you learned in the month of Ramadan. We sat so close, we listened so attentively, we shed those tears, we made extensive tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha. Remember this, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is malfuz, and he's mentioned the explanation of tawbatan nasuha, the tafsir he gave, like when you milk a cow, it is impossible to take the milk and stuff it back into the udders of the cow. Exactly like that, when you have made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should not so easily go back to those sins. A person has to have istiqama now. You have to be firm. We all of us went through a training period. And this training period came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We exercised caution. We lowered our gaze. We did not make ghibah. We made hifazat of our tongue, our ears, our eyes, our limbs. And fasting itself had some speciality. When a person is hungry, then there is kasru shahwat. He breaks all his evil tendencies, his desires, his carnal desires. He actually breaks it. And he has istila. He has full control over his nafsul ammara. So the exact thing, same thing we have to now, we have to remind ourselves that I made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cried to Allah, I made a solemn pledge. I made a pact, an agreement with Allah. Allah is that mun'im who is feeding us, sustaining us. All He wants us to make His ibadah correctly. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. I'm not asking you for rozi, Allah say. I'm not asking you to sustain me. I'm not asking you to feed me. I'm the one who's feeding you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is all powerful. Allah is Razzaq. Allah feeds all His creation. So Allah is not dependent on any person. Allah does not want us to do anything for Him. He is totally independent. Allah has only commanded us to make His ibadah. So we have to strengthen our iman. And as I mentioned in the story of Surah Kahf, the ways of strengthening our iman. And we have to ensure that we are staying in good company. This is the secret. Staying in the suhbat of the salihin. Because this becomes a deterrent for us. It saves us from many a haram. Many an evil that is putting us. It's Saturday night. And all the temptations are there. But the moment you go into the sohbat of good people, of pious people, of good friends, then immediately you will stay away from those environments. Because when we are going to go to those environments, and if we are already feeling spiritually low and weak, and we're feeling spiritually sick, then obviously we'll become even more sick, and we'll fall into the rut, we'll fall into this ploy of shaitan in nafs. Then it becomes difficult to come out again. So just stay away, refrain. Stay away from all those environments. Stay away from evil company. Say no to all those temptations. Be steadfast. Think of the lesson that you learned in the month of Ramadan. And therefore, Mashayikh say, that just as this body becomes sick, like that, the heart also becomes sick. And what is the shifa of the heart? At-tawbatun nasuha. Again, it is sincere tawbah. So if we made a mistake after the month of Ramadan, then still we turn back to Allah. We still make inaba ila Allah. We still return to Allah because Allah is the same Allah who was in the month of Ramadan, who is now, who will always remain. And Allah's mercy still knows no limitations, there's no bounds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah is still prepared to forgive. So again, the shifa, the cure, the remedy for a sick heart is to make sincere tawbah. And ulama explained that one has to protect himself. As I mentioned, the doctor gives you prescription. He cautions you that do not do this, don't do that, don't indulge in this, don't eat that, don't partake of that, because this is going to be bad for your health, detrimental for your health. So a person is cautious exactly like that. The lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan. We shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that. This is what we should inculcate in ourselves. So the antibiotic that we have taken, after the whole course of antibiotic, and so well we have done and we feel so good, and now the person begins to indulge in those same things that's going to cause those sicknesses, they will say he's a foolish person. So we've got to protect our body, we've got to make hifazat of our limbs, we have to stay in good company, we need a guide. All of us need a guide, no matter who the person is. We require guidance all the time. There are problems we encounter in our lives. There are spiritual problems that we have. We have maladies. We do not know how to cope with hasad, with jealousy, with malice, with anger, with dealing with our clients and our customers. When we deal with our parents, and what type of respect we show to them? If we're disrespectful to them, what should we do? How do we make amends? What about the rights of our wives and our partners? And the tarbiyat of our children? So the spiritual or the illnesses that we have, the maladies that we have, how are we going to just get rid of all these maladies on our own? And as I mentioned, the month of Ramadan, for our physical sicknesses, we need a doctor to guide us. Exactly in the same way, we need a spiritual guide. We need somebody who will advise us, somebody who will encourage us, somebody who will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give all of us a true guide that will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ulama and mashayikh say that just like how a mirror becomes rusty when you leave it out in the sun, you find rust collecting on that mirror. Exactly like that, the heart also becomes rusty. And the jala of the qalb, the polish of this qalb is zikrullah.
The more we make the dhikr of Allah, we are going to wipe out the rust that has come and settled down onto the heart. This is the teachings of Quran and Hadith. That when you make the dhikr of Allah, the rust that has come onto your heart, it'll be moved away, it'll be wiped away, it'll be obliterated, it'll be washed away. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then Umashaykh says, just as a body requires clothing, without clothing the body is naked, like that the heart requires clothing. In the clothing, the zenith, the adornment, the beauty of the heart is taqwa. And that is the thing that we all try to achieve in the month of Ramadan. Doing all those things that Allah commanded us to do, especially our 5-time salah, the 5 fundamental principles of Sharia, we're supposed to do that. And of course, stay away and refrain from all sins, all ma'asiyat, everything that will be regarded as disobeying Allah and Rasulullah SAW. That is taqwa. So taqwa is the zenith of the heart. It is the adornment, the beauty of the heart. And then ulama say, just as the body requires nourishment, the body feels, the physical body feels hunger, person feels thirsty. So the heart also requires spiritual nourishment. The heart also, spiritual heart also becomes hungry and thirsty. It requires the vitamins. And what is the nourishment of the heart? The marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person inculcates in himself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has discipline, he'll bring discipline in his life. And when a person brings discipline in his life, then he'll be able to make islah. If there's no discipline in your life, then it'll be very difficult to have any reformation in your life. Because, just like when you go to a doctor, you're sick, and he tells you to take these tablets 3 times a day after meals, and this is the dosage, this is what you must do, what you mustn't do, this is what you can eat, what you can't eat. If you're not going to discipline yourself, if you're a sugar patient and you're going to drink some cool drink, or you're going to eat sugar stuff, things that are sweet, then obviously you are looking for serious trouble. So in the same way, there are prescriptions given to us by Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama have collated this, and they've gathered all these different spiritual remedies that we say, and the nourishment of the heart, so that we may reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may gain this taqwa. So even after the month of Ramadan, as much as we desire the month of Ramadan again, Allah gave us a little bit of His muhabbah, and already you feel the difference. This is a good sign that a person feels the difference after the month of Ramadan. He doesn't feel as he felt in the month of Ramadan. By that I simply mean that he can feel the change, or he feels that there is some difference now. Previously he could not feel this difference. Why? Because his life was back into sin. Here he wants to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment he's in a bad environment, the moment he slips, he feels the guilt. He feels guilty. And now he's looking for a way out of this problem that he has. And again, that is the reason we have programs. So that we may remind ourselves, we've got to remind ourselves that we have to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have our cell phone, the moment the battery goes low, what do? We recharge, we recharge, we recharge. And all the time we have to recharge our spiritual batteries. We're going to reconnect to Allah, reconnect, 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 right till we leave this world. It's not just one Ramadan in our life, I made i'tikaf, I made ibadat, I made tarawih, I made so much of khatams, and now we're going to be recharged for the rest of our life. No. All the time we could recharge. Allah Ta'ala has planned the year in such a way. After Ramadan comes Hajj, again Qurbani, we remind of Taqwa. And after that we have the month of Muharram. And again we reminded, because we have some Mubarak days in the month of in Muharram. And then comes again other months. Rabiul Awwal, we are taught, we remind of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his sacrifices. So throughout the year, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created so many opportunities for us to remind ourselves. We have every single day the masjid, and for our menfolk, our youth, connect yourself to the masjid. Attach yourself to the masjid. This is the safe haven, as to say. This is the place, the sanctuary, where you are going to feel spiritually good. You're going to feel, again, spiritually rejuvenated. You're going to feel the ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you recall the last program we had, the last day of Ramadan, or the last night of Ramadan, or the last two nights, when we first mentioned those things that brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those things that distances away from Allah Rabbul Izzah, and the feeling that we have, the wahshat the person experiences, the wilderness in his life, he feels distant away from Allah Rabbul Izzah, and his body feels the weakness, his spiritual body feels the weakness. Therefore, we come into those gatherings where we remind of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so that when we are alone at home or wherever we are, when we are faced with the temptation that old habit is now in front of us, is there, we are tempted again to take again, pop that pill into your mouth, that drug is there. Your friends again, they have begging you, just spend a few minutes with us, man. Just one more time. Just enjoy yourselves. That is the time you're going to be a man in the true sense of the word. You have to be firm, you have to be a true mu'min, a true mu'mina. And you would say, no, no, no. I fear my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the ashab-e-kaf. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They did not just give away the iman so easily. The exact same thing for all of us. Nobody is perfect here. We all are sinners. We all are trying. This journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just one day's journey. It's a lifelong journey. This journey hasn't ended as yet. Until mawt, we have to carry on and carry on and carry on. But the difference between this journey that you and I are going through and the journey the friends of Allah go through, they enjoy the journey. They enjoy the journey. Why do they enjoy the journey? Because they have a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is watching me. And therefore I'm refraining from this particular misdeed, this act, this vice, because I want to please my Allah. And when a person does that, he gains this muraqabah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when now he's becoming again the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The temptation comes again that in the month of Ramadan you did not have that illicit relationship and you stopped talking to that girl or she stopped talking to that boy. And Ramadan is over and now again you are tempted. You're back in the college or varsity or wherever and you're busy chatting with her, whether via social media or whether you're seeing the person. How many a person, after the month of Ramadan, they go back to those filthy habits. Think again of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, Allah's kindness, the consciousness we had of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Again, rebuild that consciousness. Don't lose that water that we have collected in the trough so easily. And again, we require to help one another, to assist one another. If you know your friend is taking those drugs, then go and try and persuade him not to go towards that. Bring him to the environment of the masjid. Take him to an alim. Take him to good people. And inshallah, through this, we will find ourselves again reconnecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make our tongues moist with his dhikr. May Allah give us the true taqwa. May Allah protect us from the ploys of nafs and shaitan. Remember, this is going to be an ongoing battle till we leave this world. But this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only become easy when we have somebody to guide us, but it becomes enjoyable. May Allah give us that enjoyment of becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله ما لي غناكم عافرما يا الله the month of Ramadan has gone my Allah يا الله how we are pining that we have Ramadan again my Allah يا الله we felt so good in the month of Ramadan يا الله do not take away this feeling away from us my Allah help us to turn again and again to you my Allah to make rujoo towards you my Allah يا الله help us to make sincere tawbah my Allah Help us to reconnect with you, Ya Allah. Allah, strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, help us to obey you and obey Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow the Quran in Sharia, Ya Allah. Make us follow the Quran in Sunnah of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. Protect us from evil company, Ya Allah. Protect us from evil environments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we are faced with any temptation, my Allah, give us your consciousness, my Allah. Make us have the sifat of muraqabah, my Allah. The kayfiyat of muraqabah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Don't make us easily get into sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become firm, my Allah. Give us steadfastness and taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from every type of sin, no matter how big it may be, no matter how small it may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us gain your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, when we are tempted, ya Allah, and shaitan nafs is pulling us towards the sin, my Allah, whether it is towards some drug or towards some haram woman, my Allah, whether it is towards zina, whether it is towards riba, whether it is towards some evil practice, may Allah, ya Allah, give us that istiqamat and taqwa, strengthen our hearts then, may Allah, ya Allah, make us turn away from that evil, may Allah, and make us run towards you, may Allah, ya Allah, you have said, fafirru ila Allah, make us run towards you, may Allah, there is no escape, ya Allah, but towards you, may Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك. Ya Allah, if we run away from you, where can we escape? Ya Allah, we can only come back towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Allah, grant us your closeness, my Allah. Your proximity, my Allah. Make us your true friends, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who will break the promises they made to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those who will break that agreement and that pact and that allegiance we made with you in the month of Ramadan. We cried over our sins, my Allah. We made tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us go back towards this evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shadeen, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever any ummati has got any parishani, remove the parishani, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, may Allah. Mawt in Madina Sharif, buried in jannatul baqi, may Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothar water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters, may Allah. Ya Allah, help them to kick the evil habits they have, may Allah. The evil habits of drugs, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all type of evils, may Allah. Protect our progeny, may Allah. Don't make any one of us lose our iman, may Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, needs we have, you are well aware of each person who is raised his hand or her hand now, may Allah. Ya Allah, you know our needs, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, may Allah. Remove all our difficulties. Whatever parishani we have, remove it completely, may Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many youngsters, ya Allah, young boys, young girls of marriageable age, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many young girls, ya Allah, nobody has come to propose for them, may Allah. Age is catching up with them, may Allah. Ya Allah, they're losing hope, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them that hope again, may Allah. And find them suitable partners, may Allah. Give them a happy nikah, full of barakat and bliss and pious offspring, may Allah. Those who don't have children, ya Allah, grant them pious, healthy children, may Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, make our children naik and salih, ya Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqmuleen. Make them be such that become righteous people, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer all the jais murads. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sayyidina Muhammad, nubarik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.